You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Emily Scarlett, producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joined on the phone now by two guests. First, Nancy Skinner, President and CEO of Next Wave Media Studios. Good evening, Nancy.
Hi, good evening, Cheryl.
And Jeff Watrick, who is a blogger for MLive.com. Good evening, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
We're going to let ladies go first, just because.
Fair enough.
Nancy is part of a group launching an ad campaign aimed at saving Michigan's film incentives. Nancy, why don't you tell us about the campaign and the goal?
Sure, Cheryl. Well, you know, what we have done is I run a TV studio in Troy, a small business. We do national TV. We want to capture the stories of the people who, the real Michiganders who have benefited from these film incentives, not the Hollywood celebrities, but the people who nobody thinks about. In my ad campaign, we have two ads. They're in Lansing and parts of Oakland, Macomb, and strategic districts. But this is a guy who runs a dumpster company who started like selling 16 more dumpsters, and a lumber company that was able to hire back 12 people, and the hotels and the restaurants, and the interior designer whose business went bankrupt and reinvented herself at selling art to those films, and two women who started a casting agency and it placed 30,000 people on sets. An unemployed accountant being one of them, who found a job as an accountant in film. So these are real people, and even the study, the Ernst & Young study, that said for every dollar invested, there's six return. There is no way they could have captured all the stories we have on our website, filmcreditswork.com, which raised the money for this project. People up north writing me saying, hey, all of a sudden, because those people are making more money, they're coming back up north. I'm not directly benefiting, but people can vacation again. So I just think that the debate about the effect of what it has created and what it's going to continue to create is understated, and the investment is so well worth it. Unemployment is our biggest problem in Michigan, and so we launched these ads.
Very good. Okay, Jeff, what can possibly be wrong with what Nancy said?
Well, let me start with where I think we probably agree. I certainly don't discount that the film tax credit has created jobs, has created economic impact, and I don't have any ideological problem with government trying to subsidize getting industries off the ground in Michigan. But when we look at how we spend our scarce economic development dollars, when we look at spending it towards film, when we look at other programs like the Brownfield Tax Credit, which looks to be cut in the Schneider budget, funding for green technology programs, I don't believe there's a credible case that the film tax credit is a good place to put our public money. Because, one, as the Ernst & Young study says, the Treasury is not making back what it puts into the film industry. And in and of itself, that's maybe not a problem. But when you look at the fact that the way the film industry works is it's very transient. It will leave the state for a better tax credit when a film is completed, that economic activity is over. Whereas if you look at something like the Brownfield Tax Credit and a project like the Book Cadillac, the same thing is true, except it left behind 200 to 250 permanent jobs that go on without a subsidy, putting money into the economy and into the state treasury. There are just better ways to spend our economic development dollars. The film tax credit was a noble experiment, but at the end of the day, it's hard to justify it, especially as we're cutting education funding, road funding, and other things like that.
So, Jeff, if things were great, this would be a great thing, but we're just not in a position for that now.
That's part of it, but at the same time, you look at someone like Mayor Bloomberg in New York saying, everyone's offering film credits. It's a zero sum game. It's just maybe not the best investment to make.
And Nancy, your response?
Well, sure. Let me address Jeff's first argument that it's transient. See, that's wrong. And you say the green technology has lasting impacts. I agree with you on this. And I will give you a perfect example. It takes time for an industry to take root. But for and in your article about my ad campaign on M Live, Jeff, you said that I was self-interested, just like Mitch Albom. Well, I do national TV on Fox News, so I'm not. But you know what? I decided to, because of the credits, put surround sound in my auditorium so that I could do screenings. And guess what? We invested in cable, 100 meg per second cable, so that we could then start to hire the kids from Michigan and Michigan State who are graduating to do post-production. And we have this, I have two fiber optics, one 300 megs per second and one 100, because that's what they need to do post-production and send this stuff quickly back to LA for viewing back. Now, all these investments, Raleigh is bricks and mortar, my company, and these things, it takes time to get established. And but then, like this casting agency, these two women started this business. Now they have a business. So this entertainment is one industry that will never go away and is the largest export that America has to offer. So, you know, it's not just like some representative said, if you gave corn dogs this subsidy, we'd have the same amount of corn dog business. That's nonsense. You can't, there's a saturation point, you can't export it. And Jeff, I'd also like to ask you, in the economic figures that you said here, what is the cost of all the students, and these are the stories we've documented, all the young people who get an education subsidized by us, then leave the state? What is the cost of people that I document on our website, filmcreditswork.com, who now will lose their job, and now they won't pay taxes, and their house will be foreclosed on, and that'll lower everyone else's value? Now, has anyone studied the cost of our state turning into an old, aging, gray state where young people get the heck out as soon as they graduate, because we're taking away the most exciting, dynamic, creative, technical industry in the country?
Let's let Jeff answer that.
Well, as far as losing young people, I mean, again, I think there are better ways to spend our economic development dollars to attract young people. It's about investing in cities. It's about investing in transportation. It's about investing in higher education. But as college tuition continues to rise at public universities exponentially compared to the rate of inflation, and we're seeing even more cuts to higher education funding, it becomes really difficult to defend something like the film tax credit. I mean, I sympathize with the people that have thrown their lot in with the film industry. I absolutely accept that it's created jobs, but I also have to say, at the end of the day, if that money was spent on something else, if it
what,
was spent,
what else, Jeff? Here, let's
sure.
For a second, let me say you win this argument, okay? For the sake, you know, just of what you talk about opportunity costs in your article, and I have a degree, a business degree from the University of Michigan, so I'm glad you mentioned opportunity costs. So if we lower corporate taxes, if that's the goal, then we have, there are two possibilities. We're saying that if you lower corporate taxes, businesses all of a sudden will start hiring more people, or new businesses will move in. So look at that.
We've got a hard break in 30 seconds if you want a quick answer.
Sure. You don't hire more people because you have more retained earnings. You do when the demand rises and businesses aren't going to come here. You're going to fire existing businesses and job owners.
We got 20 seconds.
In hopes that somehow some will attract jobs that don't exist. It doesn't make sense.
But yeah, there are other things that I'd rather spend our energies fighting to save. Brownfield tax credit, earned income tax credit, things like that. They're just far more important to the economy and far more important to people than the tax credit. But the film tax credit has a high profile, and that's why it's the issue.
Well, I thank you both very much. We're up against a hard break. Nancy Skinner and Jeff Wattrick, thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All peace talks.
No peace can be imposed upon them, not by the United States, not by anybody else.
But then the president did attempt to impose a major concession on the Israelis, calling for a Palestinian state based on the borders before the 1967 Six Days War.
Fox Radio's Mike Mackowitz about the proposal getting a strong response from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He says the 1967 borders would be indefensible.